This is Radio Kate here at the Ravenswold College in North Greenwich, and it's the very end of the Mozilla Festival. Downstairs there is a dude DJing with, I'm not entirely sure how to describe it. If you imagine a football on which have been placed, glued down a bunch of plastic cups with their openings at the top, that's basically kind of what it looks like, except they've got like little speakery bits on the end, and as he touches different speakery bits, it makes cool sounds. I'm not entirely sure how it works. It looks awesome, sounds pretty good. You may be able to pick it up in the background, but that's not why we're here. We're here because the gentleman in front of me, Jono, and you can describe yourself a bit more enthusiastically than that, I'm sure, was up on stage at the kind of summation, what have we created during this weekend, and just kind of caught my ear by saying something really awesome about a game where you could like influence the sounds in it. I'm a radio person, I love sound. So Jono, who really are you? What's your day job?
All right, hi Kate. So my name is Jono Shah. I work for Mozilla down in California, and my real job is usability research for Firefox. I'm trying to do some scientific data collection to make Firefox easier to use. But game programming is a hobby of mine. I have an 11-year-old sister. There's a 20-year age gap in my family. And she is a tremendous gamer. She was a Minecraft creeper for Halloween this year. When she found out I was making games on the web, well, first of all, she was like, wait, we can make our own video games? Really? And second, she demanded to know how it was done, right? So I started trying to, like, explain JavaScript to her, and I'm like, okay, so $ parentheses, quotation mark, hash sign, and now we put in the canvas ID, then we do .get context 2D, and she's already lost interest, right?
Okay, I'm with your sister.
Yeah. So I'm like, there's got to be a way to make this easier for kids to start making their own games, right? And it should just be on the web, it should just be a website that they can go to, so we don't have to care, like, what operating system or browser that they have, right? So you go here, there's a level editor. So you can design a level for the game by basically what you see is what you get, drag rectangles around, you can place coins and monsters and goals and stuff. And you save it, and then anybody can play each other's levels, and you can compete for the best time to complete each one. And so I showed that to her, and she immediately made like three levels, and we played them together, and it was cool. And then the next step is, because it's on the web, every bit of graphics and sound in the game is just a URL. And so they can be on the same server or a different server. So that means that she can draw her own character artwork. She can make her own character animation by drawing the frames of a character running. She made a cat, a little stick figure cat with moving feet. And all of the enemies, the backgrounds, the objects, the treasures, all of the images are just URLs. So anything that you find on the web you can use, or anything you draw yourself and upload you can use.
I mean, can that be photography? I mean, like, I travel a lot, yeah. And I've got pictures of, you know, the pyramids, yeah. Or Machu Picchu. I could just stick that in the background,
yeah,
and
course.
Have my little stick figure jumping, yeah. Around. That's awesome.
Of course, it can be photorealistic. It doesn't have to be a stick figure. Take your picture of yourself in five different poses, yeah. And you can animate yourself running through it. So, and then all the sounds.
This is my level of web development.
Yeah. And then
stick a URL and it's there. I love it.
Yeah. And then all of the, it can use any OGG file, which is an open audio format, as sound effects and background music.
What about MP3s?
So MP3 is kind of a patent encumbered format, but there are ways to convert an MP3 into an OGG format. It actually depends on the browser. Like, MP3s will work in some, might work in Safari, but I'm trying to focus on the things that'll work everywhere.
I mean, I'm just thinking, you know, obviously, yeah. I work at Audio Boo, I'm a radio person, I love sound. Wouldn't it be awesome just to be able to, like, go record a sound,
yeah.
Stick the URL in the Audio Boo, and it is in the game? Would that work?
Yeah, you can do that, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Oh, that's so cool.
Well, like, just use Audacity, it saves OGG files. And so then the last stage is, and this is the part I'm still working on, but have it so that a kid can, you know, double-click on a monster, and here comes all of the code that implements the monster's behavior, right? It's a JavaScript class, and I want them to be able to edit that and save it, and now the monster behaves differently. And so then they could copy one, paste it, change it a little bit, make their own, not just the appearance, but their own behavior, right? So they could make the monster fly or jump to attack you or burrow under the ground or whatever their crazy imagination can come up with, right? And that's the programming part. And that's the part where I hope this could be an on-ramp for kids to learn programming, because...
When you say kids, like, I hope you're including, like, big kids, because I am a big kid and I want to learn programming, but sometimes it is a bit scary.
Yeah.
And, you know, if, at least if I'm... looking at a monster, I'm like, well, that is scary, but here's the code for it, and it's less scary, right?
Well, so the thing is, for people, for anybody, the faster you can see the results of editing the code, and the more immediate that is, the easier it is to learn, right? And that applies to professional programmers as well as people who are just learning and kids. But professional programmers are paid to put up with all this other nonsense. And kids won't sit still for that, and most people have better things to do with their time. So, but if you can just, like, immediately see, here's the code that makes this monster or this power-up or this moving trap or obstacle or whatever, here's the code that makes it behave the way it does, I'll change a little bit here and see what happens. If we can make that really easy, then that could be a great way to start learning JavaScript and more, like, programming concepts.
So it's like a little platform game. Your little person, your whatever you have coded it to be, little version of yourself is leaping around the screen.
Yeah.
What's the goal at the end? Or can you kind of create that? Is that the final level that you get to create yourself?
Well, the goal is... each level has one rectangle in it, which is the goal area, and when the player touches it, they complete the level, but you can decide where that is and what it looks like. So you can sort of make up your own story about what's happening in this game and what the player's trying to do.
See, because instantly I'm thinking, this is really fun, I like the idea of it, I wonder if I can learn to code. I like space, so maybe my little person is an astronaut and he's getting over all these obstacles to get finally in the last scene to a space rocket, and at the end they can go... Yeah. In space, would that work?
Yeah, of course. And since it's in space, you should just be able to edit the gravity to be much lower, right? Because the gravity is just a number. And so there's no reason we can't have that be something the player can just change.
That is cool. All right. I like it. I'm sold.
Okay.
I'm even going to try and learn how to do this stuff. But where do I find it?
So this thing doesn't have a name yet. When I was on stage, I meant to tell people they could tweet name suggestions to me, but I forgot to say that.
If people come up with an awesome name for this, tweet it to...
John O'Xia, JONOXIA. And basically, when I get back home to California, I'm going to be buying a URL and putting up a proper server for this, because right now it's just hanging off of my blog, and if a lot of people try to hit it at once, it's going to go down.
So don't find it yet.
Right, we'll edit this part out.
We can't, it's audio boo. I'm sorry, this is all live it goes.
Oh, it's live.
Well, it's not live. It will be in a minute, though.
All right, so...
So hold your horses, get excited, come up with the ideas. Wait a few moments for this poor guy to get back over to the West Coast.
Right.
Come up with a good name.
Yes, and when I have...
And then find it at that web URL.
When I have the URL, I'll send it to Kate and she can send it to you.
That sounds awesome. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.